This is Ruben. Can you please hold for a moment?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, this is Wojciech.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ruben. Sorry, I was just leaving you a message. How are you doing?
Okay, you?
It's very busy, to be honest. I just had a few questions for you to get this going. I got your application from your secretary. So I should have a formal approval later today. I did have one question for you. Did you do a loan with a company called Can Capital in the past?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just as an FYI, it's with new Can Capital and New Logic Business Funding, correct?
Yes, yes.
What was your loan size with them?
What was what?
How much did you borrow from them?
$500,000.
$500,000, okay. Are you, and that loan is paid off, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have that product as well. Our programs are a little cheaper and better, so people would often say. Are you looking for any additional cash or equipment financing right now, besides the forklift?
Well, no, not right now. I just want to get the forklift, you know, and maybe in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just a few questions. I've got the forklift. I understand it's ready to ship. I've got your file submitted to our underwriting department. I just wanted to go over what I think your terms are going to look like and kind of work backwards, so hopefully we can get this done for you today. Do you have a goal payment in mind or how many years you'd like to do this over?
Well, not long, maybe, you know, 3 years or something like that.
Okay, 3-year term? Okay. All right. All right. And are you comfortable putting your first and last payment due at signing?
Putting what?
Your first and last payment due at signing, 2 payments down.
So I have to make 2 first payments?
We have 2 options. We have a 1 payment down and a 2 payment down. Some customers don't want to put any money down, so I just kind of want to understand their goals. Are you okay putting your first 2 payments due at signing, or are you trying to do as little down as possible?
Well, I could put 2 payments down no matter.
Okay, cool. All right, so the next step is your file's in the underwriting department. Once it's approved, I'll call you back, go over some options, 3-year, 4-year, 5-year, and so on, but it sounds like you want to do this quickly. When are you trying to get the forklift?
Well, this week.
This week, okay. And just to confirm, the vendor, the dealer, they're shipping it to you. Is that correct, or are you picking it up?
No, they're going to ship it to me, yeah.
They're going to ship it to you. Okay, great. So are you going to be in the office later today?
Hopefully, yes, yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll give you a call back in about an hour.
What kind of percentage is this going to be?
I'm sorry?
What kind of percentage are you going to charge me?
You know, that's the next thing I want to go over. I want to go over what the approval will look like so to make sure you're comfortable with it. So if we finance the full amount, it's going to be what's called an equipment finance agreement, which is a fixed payment program or a dollar buyout lease. I suggest the finance agreement, so there's no dollar at the end you have to pay. Are you familiar with a dollar out lease or no?
No.
Okay. So there's 2 ways to structure these programs. It's not a loan that separates interest and principal, but there's 2 ways. One is called a dollar buyout lease. You lease the equipment from us, and at the end of the transaction, you pay a dollar to own it. The other product is called a finance agreement where you don't lease the equipment. You own the equipment from day one, and at the end, you own it. There's nothing to pay. There's no dollar. It's not a lease, which is a more popular
product. No, not a lease. I want to buy it. Like, you go buy a car at the dealer and get your mortgage, I mean, your statement, and you're paying every month.
Okay.
I mean, if that's a big deal, you know, then I would just go directly to the bank and try to get it from the bank, you know. This is not a half a million loan, you know.
Absolutely. Our product, just, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to your local bank. Our product's not designed to compete with your local bank. It's a faster product, but it's not a better or worse product. What I want to do is go over what I think your estimated monthly payment will be on different terms before you have a formal approval to see if these numbers work for you, okay?
Yeah, like I said, I could even put down payment, you know.
You know, our program's just, you know, we're a business bank, so we're similar. We're not the same as New Logic, but we look at things from a cash flows perspective, so we're not going to force you to put money down. You don't have to put equity into it. You have good credit, you pay your bills, so you're going to get a good deal. Here are some numbers that I think would be accurate for you on both terms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at a 3-year term, I think what your payment's going to come back in a very good estimated payment is going to be around $821 a month. If you did something, now if you wanted to do something longer, say like a 5-year term, your payments would probably be around $509 a month.
$509 for how many years?
$509 would be about a 5-year term. So it would probably be exactly a 5-year term, so you'd have 58 remaining payments. If you wanted to do, say, a short term, such as 3 years, you're looking at about $821 a month. And these are fair, accurate payments that I believe your approval will be issued at.
So $821 times how many months?
Well, you'd have 34 remaining payments because you're putting your first and last down.
So it's going to come out to $30,000, $6,000 in interest.
If you did which term?
What about 851?
No, I didn't say 861, I said 821.
So even 821. 821 times 36 months.
Yeah, and you'll have 34 remaining payments.
Yeah, almost 30,000. I don't think we're going to make any deal here. No, I don't know. Even the 509, you said 509 for how many months?
So you're looking at, this is an estimate for you for 60 months. I'm not the dealer, so I'm here to give you a quick financing approval. There's no pressure. If it doesn't work for you, no big deal. You know, I encourage you to go to your bank, but this is what I can provide in a quick, timely manner.
Okay, let me think about it, okay? Let me think about this thing, and I'll let you know.
Okay. So why don't you think about that? Do you still want me to work on issuing the approval, or do you want me to press pause?
Just pause for now.
Okay, pause fair enough.
5,000 in interest, you know.
What were you expecting?
Well, this is why you guys put 3.9% or something like that.
I'm not the vendor. I'm a finance company that works with the vendor.
So what? But anyway, why they put it down? You know, 3.9.
They might have other sources that get you really, really, really cheap financing. To be blunt with you, this is the approval that I can provide for you. It's not manufacturer financing. Look, you worked with CanCap in the past. If you're looking for a bank that actually provides this product that's cheaper, just so you know, your Can loan, I'm assuming, is really expensive, right?
Okay, just pause on this thing and I'll let you know, okay? Either I'm going to buy it or I'm going to go buy it for cash, or I'll see what I'm
doing. So can I give you a suggestion?
Yeah.
So a lot of customers come to us, and look, I'm a consumer just like you, so I have a lot of customers that say, look, I'll just pay cash, and they either look at things in black and white. My suggestion is my programs do have a discount. It's a 4% discount by paying off early. It's a really competitive offer, so I'm not going to have to, I can't give you $25,000 and charge you $300 in interest. I just can't do that. But if you want to, you know, do financing for cash flow purposes, I'd probably suggest doing something shorter term, like 2 or 3 years. And if you want, paying it off early. That's probably the best way. I wouldn't probably suggest a 5-year term, although, you know, the kind of way that I look at it is, and this is just my opinion, the difference in payback between 5 years and 3 years isn't a big difference. You're paying, if you take the loan to term, you're paying over 3 years, $29,556. If you pay, and you know the equipment costs $25,615, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and if you do this over 5 years, the payment is, your payback is $3,540. So you're paying $500 more to borrow money over 2 more years. The 5 years, you know, it's a better deal, but well, I'll just press pause and you get back to me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.